Life.
Right, one of my favorite Christmas songs, but Christmas is in the rearview mirror, but it's still cold outside. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, the oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth and cranking our economy to new levels, the stratosphere, really, when you look at 60,000 some odd jobs as a result of this industry in the state of North Dakota. And put that in perspective with a state of 700,000 folks, $30 billion in economic impact and contributing to energy security. Find out more about all this. Go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Temps around the region, 7 below in Bismarck, Minot at 12 degrees below zero. In the oil patch, Williston minus 9, Stanley and Tioga at 13 below. Fargo's 14 below, Grand Forks 18 below, Jamestown minus 13 degrees, Sydney, Montana's balmy again, 4 below out there. Miles City is 5 above, for crying out loud. I'm moving to Montana. Aberdeen 11 below, Watertown 13 below, Fergus Falls minus 20, Thief River Falls at 20 below, Alexandria, Minnesota 18 below, Detroit Lakes minus 17. Wind chill warnings out there, the wind whipping around, and it'll continue. The roads have all reopened, but it's still cold out there, so do be careful if you are traveling. It's so cold out, the K-Fire radio god Todd Mitchell has earmuffs on to do the radio program. I know, how do you do the earmuff and the headphone thing? That's pretty amazing, Todd.
It's called keeping warm. I mean, yeah. Man's got to do what a man's got to do. But, yeah, if this is your first North Dakota winter, well, this is typical.
Don't tell people that. Now, come on. It is, you know.
What?
Two winters ago, we didn't have a winter, right? So, I mean.
I didn't say it happens every winter. I just said it was typical.
Yeah. Anyway.
it's true.
It is. It is indeed. You know, that's why I'm heading for the Bakken. I'm going to warm myself on some there. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be there on Wednesday at the Sweet Crude Travel Center. And I tell you what, I'm fired up because there's so darn much going up for their grand opening celebration. Starts today and goes through Sunday, and they're called tablets. I call them iPads. What do you call it? What do you call it when it's not an iPad? It's a different brand. You call it a tablet? I guess they're giving those away in T-shirts and hats and sweatshirts, and they're doing a Super Bowl party on Sunday. They got some great specials like. I'm fixating on the bacon, Todd. I'm sorry, but the Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwich at 99 cents, that is what I'm focusing on. You know, the Cloverdale sliced bacon, 16-ounce package for $5.99. That's where my focus. Yes, they have Coke products at $3.99 for 12 packs, and Doritos 2 for $5, and pizza by the slice 2 for $5. And can you buy 2 boxes of cereal for $5 anywhere on the planet Earth anymore? I don't think so. Not unless it's some off brand. They have Kellogg's Frosted Flakes 2 for $5. Sweet Crude Travel Center. It's on the junction of the Highway 85 and 200. We will be there live with the show. You can see a real live demonstration of the radio show, folks, in the Bakken at the Sweet Crude Travel Center on Wednesday for What's On Your Mind. So join us. We'll be there a good chunk of the day. Hope you stop on by and say hi. And if you do, the Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwiches are on me. I'm going to spring, and all you got to do is come up and say, hey, listen to What's On Your Mind. And I feel bad that Todd has to wear earmuffs for the show and, you know, anything else you want to bring. Or tell us where the best pie in the Northern Plains is. Answer any of our pressing questions. You come up and let me know you're a listener. And the Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwiches on me. I'm buying, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday at the Sweet Crude Travel Center. So looking forward to that. Yeah, should be great fun. It's a beautiful new facility there. And just shows how that Bakken continues to grow and grow and grow and grow, right? We used to all talk about a location at Watford or Williston, or now we're talking about Grassy Butte. So pretty amazing. Anyway, look forward to that. On the program, by the way, I want to thank North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengel for joining us last hour and talking about the Extraordinary Places debate. We do have the information now on the meeting, and Wayne was right. It is at 11:30 on Wednesday. It goes until 5 o'clock, however, the Industrial Commission meeting Wednesday, when they'll decide this issue. I'm trying to find out exactly when the Extraordinary Places debate will happen within that, so we can be a little more efficient with your day, but we'll let you know and do have that information. It is Wednesday. It is at the state capitol, and it is from 11:30 until 5, so stay tuned for more details on that. We have asked the North Dakota Petroleum Council to join us regularly on the program and answer your questions and comments on issues related to oil and gas development in North Dakota. And today, and Ron Ness normally fills in that role, and Ron, of course, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. But, you know, Ron has a great team at the Petroleum Council, and that includes someone that handles communications for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Tessa Sandstrom. So Tessa's going to join us today to talk about two things. One, some new polling that they have done, which to me is pretty extraordinary. And also to tell you about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference that is coming up in May, and a very important deadline happening on Wednesday related to that particular event that we're going to want to tell you about today on the program as well. So please welcome to the program Tessa Sandstrom. Hi, Tessa. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, appreciate it very much. So let's start on this, and maybe we'll finish on this, but give us the latest on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I know you've got all the information up online, the program, the agenda, everything that's going to happen, but you've got a big week this week. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we have registration opening up on January 29th. We're expecting probably more than 4,000 people as we had in 2012. So I think the phone lines are going to be quite busy for us on Wednesday.
So if you want to actually attend this extraordinary event, you need to be online Wednesday. Is there a certain time that all starts?
Starting at 9 a.m. Central, we'll have registration open up online. Of course, 2 years ago, exhibit space sold out within about 17 minutes, so anyone hoping to exhibit their products or services at the conference is, we strongly suggest that you get on as soon as you can on the 29th, and of course, we'll have registration open for attendees well after that.
Got it. So both exhibit space and the actual registration for the event, either one, starts 9 a.m. Wednesday. And what website would folks go to for that, Tessa?
WBPCND.org.
All right. And there's links from NorthDakotaOilCan.com too, right?
Yep, both North Dakota Oil Can and NDOil.org, the Petroleum Council's member website.
Got it. So mark that down, folks, and was it 17 minutes? Is that the number you said on all? And how many different exhibitors do you have there?
In 2012, we had about 350 with the indoor and outdoor combined. This year, we are going to have space for about 500 booths. So we, because of the Civic Center expansion, we can accommodate quite a few more. And so now we're expecting this show to be bigger and better than in the past.
Yeah, and I keep saying last year, but of course, last year was Saskatchewan. It rotates every other year. Back and forth from Saskatchewan, which is a partner in this as well. And but so, you know, 17 minutes, 350 booths gone. Yes, there's a few more, but I bet it takes less time to have 500 gone because that's such an extraordinary event. For folks that have never been to a Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, just tell them what happens and a little, some of the cliff notes on this year's event coming up in May, Tessa.
Well, it's about a 2.5-day event. We'll start presentations on Tuesday. Registration presentations start on Tuesday. New to this year, we're also going to have a Bakken Basics Education session that'll be open to the public at the Ramcota, and it'll feature Ron Ness with the Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset with Nesset Consulting Services, and Lynn Helms with the Department of Mineral Resources. It's just a great opportunity, similar to a lot of our Cookfest events, for people to come out, learn about what is going on in Western North Dakota and ask any questions that they may have. We'll also have a core workshop for those who are interested in studying the geology of the Bakken and Three Forks Formation. And then all day Wednesday, we have a great lineup of speakers. Our keynote this year is going to be Lee Tillman with Marathon. He's the new CEO there. And then we'll wrap up on Thursday with our CEO panel that includes Harold Hamm, Jim Volker, and Tommy Noose with Oasis Petroleum.
So quite a lineup. And, of course, Jim Volker from Whiting Petroleum, right? Harold Hamm of Continental Resources of fame and probably the most well-known oil man in all of the world has more, yep. Individual personal oil wealth himself personally than anybody on the planet, but just as a great brain on the industry. And so that'll be a fascinating. And the presenters, the topics is just incredible. The dates are May 20 through 22. At the Bismarck Civic Center in Bismarck. And again, the website is WBPC for Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND.org, WBPCND.org. The agenda and everything is up right now, so you can find that. But Wednesday at 9 a.m., if you'd like to be a part of it, you're going to want to be online. And I'm just curious to see. We should start a little Do you have an office pool going or anything, Tessa, and when how long it's going to take for those 500 exhibit spaces to be gone?
You know, we discussed doing that, but none of us really have a whole lot of free time to get that set up and collect the data.
I know, great idea, but who has time, right? Especially at the at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a busy spot without question. But that event's so great. It's so great for the state, the region, the industry. It really is an extraordinary thing. I've been to a number of them, and I really soak it all in. And it's phenomenal. So if no matter what you do in North Dakota, it's an event you want to be at, whether you're in this industry or not into the industry. Because if you're not, you'll learn about it and realize all the wonderful opportunities. And if you are, you also gain so much insight, so it should be great. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back with Tessa, we'll talk about some new polling. And specifically, a poll that asked the question, you know, should we slow things down here a little bit with oil development? You'd be very surprised to see how people answered that question. We'll talk about that with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone numbers 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Return to your calls at the bottom of the hour on any and all topics. Chatted with Wayne Stengem last hour. We've been following pipeline explosion in Canada that disrupted the natural gas supply to XL Energy customers in North Dakota, who have been asking their customers to turn the heat down if they have natural gas to power the heat in their home to 55. Actually started at 60 and later said at 55. And a little bit of a, as I mentioned, wake-up call for yours truly to say, note to self, I'm never taking heat for granted again. A little cold, and lots of you are weighing in on that at Facebook, which you can as well talk about that. What the Attorney General told us about this extraordinary places debate and anything else on your mind coming up here after the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, we continue our conversation with Tessa Sandstrom, who handles communications for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and which is no doubt a stressful job. Just tell us what you do day in and day out, you know, managing, getting the facts out there about the oil and gas industry, Tessa.
Well, I have kind of two parts to my role at the Petroleum Council. One is to work with the media and help hook them up with interviews or topics that they may need, any information they may need for their articles. And then I also kind of do some public relations or work with the public through our oil can program. So that entails organizing our Bakken Rocks Cook Fest each July. I also help organize the fishing derby that raises proceeds for wildlife projects and habitat programs. Help a little bit with the teacher seminar and, you know, any town halls that we may do. And, well, let's see what else. Help with someone to pick up the patch. So that's kind of a office-wide thing. We all try and do a little bit of our part with that.
And by the way, you mentioned some great programs there. What you do with teachers and educating them about the industry is phenomenal. Teachers rave about it. The pick up your patch thing is a great way to show a sense of community where you're out there just helping with all the activity going on. And the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest is fabulous, educational, fun. Again, a sense of community. It's really they do a lot of good work. And that NorthDakotaOilCan.com website is a great resource to keep tabs on all those things that are happening. Let's talk about the media side of this, because the media, you know, tend to I don't know. I always say a small amount of voices can make a lot of ruckus when the media agrees with them. And, you know, the critics get more play, if you will, in the media than do folks that are benefiting from this industry. And that's folks who have mineral rights. That's folks that employ people, that have gas stations and rental companies and, you know, truck stops and travel centers and grocery stores and banks. And, you know, we all benefit from the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. So when difficult times come, examples, the oil spill north of Tioga on the Jensen farm, or the train derailment and explosion west of Castleton a piece here not long ago, or the ongoing debate over flaring, the critics use those as an opportunity to say, hey, I don't like oil and gas development, and see, here's why I don't like it, and are not a reasonable voice. So, Tessa, your job is to obviously arm the media with facts and get the facts out about this. And I know you have a wide swath of support from people. And I not only know that because that's what my gut tells me, I've also seen some polling you've done recently. So talk a little bit about the polling that you've done and what it tells us.
Well, the poll is, we've been doing it now, and I think this is the third year that we've done it. And we do it through the Oil Can program. And, of course, the principles of the Oil Can is to listen first, develop partnerships, and respect others. And so we use those to kind of educate all of our stakeholders, and that includes our members. And so one part of the survey is to try and gather what the people in North Dakota are really thinking and also find out how good of a job that we might be doing in educating all of our stakeholders. So part of it, of course, is collecting the concerns that North Dakotans have, and we continue to find year after year that the major concerns are the traffic, housing, and roads and infrastructure. In addition, we try and...
Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
You know, we try and find out what they really think of oil and gas production in general. And again, we've found year after year that about 80% or more than 80% continue to favor the oil and gas industry because of those positive impacts it has on our economy and creating jobs and more business opportunities for people here in North Dakota.
I hope folks heard what you just said. Despite the enormous amount of activity and obvious impacts to you know, a way of life that isn't what it was because of all this activity. And there's a lot of good, but there's also a lot of things that just disrupt the way life was. Traffic would be one example, right? And the need to build out roads and have it all happen fast enough. Despite all that, people living it these last number of years, you're saying there's still a support at the level of 80% for the industry.
Yep, and I you know, I think they recognize that there's progress being made. You know, you see it daily, but But overall, those positive impacts is kind of what is going to feed making those improvements in our housing and infrastructure.
Now, specifically, there's been an argument, of late after some of these recent incidents I mentioned that maybe we need to slow this down. And, of course, we all talked about whose livelihood are we going to slow down? Should we slow down jobs? I mean, there's so many ways to spin that argument. But what specifically about what North Dakotans think about that idea as far as the level of activity? Anything that suggests that the public wants things to slow down?
No, actually, more than 80% has found that, or has said that they would like to see it stay the same or actually increase in pace. This is after the Tesoro spill, but before the rail incident. But overall, I think North Dakotans recognize, and I would have to quote the Dickinson Press on this, free enterprise infrastructure and the real estate markets are all catching up in the oil patch. Why slow down when things are just beginning to balance out and life is beginning to stabilize? And that was taken from an editorial they did a couple weeks ago. And I think most people would agree, we're in the middle of kind of remodeling North Dakota. If you're renovating your house and living in it, you're not going to stop just because you're sick of it. You need to keep pushing on and make sure you have those resources available to finish the job and make North Dakota a better place.
Yeah, very well said. And that's a great analogy, the remodeling analogy, right? I mean, because it's not fun. Nobody likes when their kitchen's disrupted. And you just got to, go about things differently, or you're doing without the living room or whatever. But you know that you're getting ahead of it. And gosh, how much better is it going to be when I get there? And that's why I think, again, small amount of voices make a big ruckus. And I don't know why that works. It's usually generally when I'm looking at the Forum editorial today and I'm just flabbergasted that the largest newspaper in the state of North Dakota can have an editorial board that is that critical of the enormous amount of impact that's happening. And this is over one nuanced argument on the extraordinary places, but the lack of protection for the environments that's already in place clearly are missing from the context of that particular editorial, and that happens a lot. How do folks arm themselves with more facts about all this and engage in this debate, Tessa?
Well, we always encourage people to go out and do their own research. We have quite a bit of information at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Share information constantly through Twitter and Facebook. And then there's also a number of other great resources, energyfortomorrow.org, energyforshale.org, where they can go and learn a little bit more about it. And then also, we've extended the invitation to the Fargo Forum several times, and that invitation is always open for them to come on out and take a tour and see what we do in terms of reclamation, how we help communities through some of our charitable giving and so on. And so always encourage people to come out, because a lot of that thing, and I've talked to people throughout Western North Dakota, reporters in North Dakota, that a lot of the things that you hear overstated, a lot of improvements.
Absolutely.
Made and
hold that thought, Tessa. We'll wrap up on the other side of the break. Just hang on tight. We'll be right back, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On your mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. Your calls, questions, comments are welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We ask what's on your mind for a reason. We want to know. So let us know whatever it is. And that could include anything that we've talked about today or anything else we've talked about on the program today. Just wrapping up now with Tessa Sandstrom, who handles communications for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, talking about a new poll they issued, which not only showed North Dakotans don't want to slow down oil and gas development, they'd be okay with speeding it up. And I have to say, before I let Tessa finish her point about voices in Western North Dakota being out front and speaking out, that you don't get an approval rating of an industry with this level of activity at 80% without extraordinary work. I mean, what Ron Ness and Tessa and their entire team at the North Dakota Petroleum Council accomplished is nothing short of phenomenal. And I will tell you, I know oil and gas folks from all around the country, they can't believe it because they run around, sorry, Todd, quick disclaimer, with their hair on fire and see, okay, you got flaring, you got an oil spill, you got a pipeline explosion, and they go, oh, no, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. What are you going to do to manage all this? And then you look at poll numbers like this and you say, people get it. They understand. Well, that doesn't happen by accident. That takes, number one, good stock, good people. And I think that's the real secret here, is just the good folks of this part of the world. They get it, okay? And it's not easy either. I mean, I've looked in the eyes of folks that have farmed all their life in northwest North Dakota, and while they've got some more money in their pocket and they've got a little stronger economic future for their kids and grandkids, they don't necessarily like themselves in the sense that the stress level of it makes them a little unneighborly. They live where they live because they don't necessarily like traffic or lots of neighbors. They've had disruptions to their lives, and that's real. You can't tell them it's going to be okay because money doesn't mean everything. Now, there's good, too, right? Because now all of a sudden maybe their kids don't need to leave to make a living. Or they come home and they can see their grandkids, and they build schools instead of closed schools. Right. And you get some amenities you wouldn't otherwise have, like a tractor supply store or a Holiday Station store that are going up in Stanley, North Dakota right now. That would not have happened without this. Right. Or Home of Economy expanding in Minot, or, take your pick of the incredible Buffalo Wild Wings coming to heck. There's a Fuddruckers in Williston. There's not a Fuddruckers in Fargo. I mean, I like Fuddruckers. They make good burgers. Well, guess what? They're there because of oil and gas development. So there's good and there's bad, but there's impacts. And the fact that people get those impacts, get the challenges, but have the wherewithal to say, okay, we're catching up, we're breathing, what's happening. I mean, I was at a little round table in Tioga last week on Tuesday, NESA Consulting, and I looked around this awesome building, talking to folks that were from Ray and from Stanley and Tioga and all around the region, talking about challenges, good things and bad things. And I thought, gosh, look at here. Look at this facility we're sitting in. We're looking at this facility of Kathy Nesset's that previously they were crammed into a double wide in downtown Tioga. Now they have this beautiful facility. They have an R&D department, and RC and Randy and Kathy and their team have the room, to further serve this industry and continue to add their expertise to get ahead of the curve to say maybe we get 9% of the oil out of the rock 5 years from now, or 10%. And what would that mean? You know, things are catching up. Things take time. But to watch this unfold beneath our noses is something obviously people get. But it's a long way of offering a compliment to Tessa and Ron and their entire team there, because people get it because they're educated about it, and that's largely because of their efforts, the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the industry's efforts. This is all very important. So sorry for the mini monologue there, Tessa, but I wanted to have you get a chance to finish your question before we let you go regarding what folks can do.
We encourage people to learn a little bit more about oil and gas just by going to North Dakota Oil Can or looking at a number of the other websites that are out there. Come to any of our events. This year we'll be in Kenmare on July 15th for our Cookfest, and there's a educational session that goes in with that, and then some real good barbecue and local entertainment, and then we'll be in Dunn Center on July 17th. So those are always good opportunities to come out, learn more about the industry, not just in the educational session, but to talk to some of the company employees that are there grilling and barbecuing and learning more from them and what part they play in your community.
I would also say, we are a stoic bunch, right, just because of our heritage. It's in our nature. We just kind of look at our shoes and shuffle our feet a little bit and say, aw, shucks. But the folks that don't want this, the folks that if given a magic wand would shut it down in 10 seconds to force different energy sources into a position and say, I don't like coal production. I don't like oil and gas. I let's just end fossil fuels. There is a way of thinking that supports that. And they will use unfortunate events like what happened on the Jensen Forum in Tioga or the incident at Castleton or even flaring, as a prime example. They will use those things for an ulterior means. And they have willing allies in the media. They have willing allies in the halls of the Fargo Forum, unfortunately, folks. And I might add the majority of newspapers in the state. That's just a kind of a way of thinking. And if you don't come off the sidelines and ultimately join the debate, those minority voices become very loud. And so it's really important that folks, join this debate. And that's why the polling, I think, should give you some pause, that you're in a majority here. But unfortunately, you're a silent majority. So write the letters to the editor when you see something that doesn't make any sense. Right? Call into talk radio. I mean, Wayne Stengem was very respectfully challenged last hour by someone whose livelihood he sees being affected by this decision on the Extraordinary Places debate. Okay? You don't think that person cares for the environment? Of course they do. But he talked about mission creep. Those are the kind of things where you can make a big difference. Because if elected leaders hear from you, they will understand. I've seen that happen in Castleton. I have friends that, work within a stone's throw of that train derailment. I called them the second this happened. You know what they said? Accidents happen. Nobody got hurt. Let's learn from it. Move on. That's kind of that good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense. But unfortunately, those aren't the quotes you read in the paper. They aren't the clips you hear on the evening news, and I think it's incumbent upon all of us to engage in this debate, and you've got a lot of resources with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So before we let you go, Tessa, where can folks connect with all these events and get more information? What resources would you suggest?
Again, our NorthDakotaOilCan.com has a lot of information about oil and gas development in North Dakota. You can see the full survey results there as well. WBPCND.org for information on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up this May and registration information if they would want to attend. And, they can always contact our office if they have any questions or concerns as well.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for informing the debate. We appreciate it very much. And don't forget, folks, Wednesday is a big day with the beginning of the registration and also the selling of the exhibit space for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That is coming up in May, so be ready for that as well. May 20 through 22, Bismarck Civic Center and WBPCND.org. .org is the website you want. Bookmarking for Wednesday, for sure. Thanks, Tessa. How do folks get a hold of you, by the way? Is that the website the easy way to do that?
Yep, my contact information should be on there.
All right, very good. North Dakota Petroleum Council's Tessa Sandstrom with us today on the program. Thanks, Tessa. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hopefully that was helpful for folks today. We appreciate it. Okay, we have time to talk about whatever you want to talk about the rest of the program here by joining us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email is always welcome as well. That's simply studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a call that came in on a different topic while we were chatting with Tessa here. What's on your mind? Tell me. Well, I don't hear it. I'm playing it, but I don't hear it for some reason.
It's
a weather-related question. Yeah, I don't know. I see the thing moving like it's playing, but I'm not hearing it. I know more than us. But it was a weather question.
Enjoy this.
I do have a weather update. Yeah.
Yes.
I do have a weather update.
Okay.
This just in. It's cold. All right. It's cold. Yeah. So all you need to know. Sort of like a coat, no coat kind of day. You know what I'm saying? Coat, no coat.
You
coat,
know it's
no
cold when you go outside and it's cold.
It's coat. You need a coat. You need gloves. You need the works. Sarah and Bismarck. You are next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for calling and listening to the program.
What's on my mind is, in case of emergency, you need lots of cash and a loaded gun.
Whoa.
Wow. What did constitute an emergency?
Well, I come from an area with wildfires and earthquakes, and the ATMs always ran out of money within a few hours. So I always have some cash on hand, and then the other thing is, once an emergency sets in for 3 or 4 days, you don't know how desperate people are going to be. And if you're not ready to protect yourself, there's no cops who are going to come and protect you for yourself. So I'm not like a disaster freak or anything, but I just think that I need to be able to count on myself to get through whatever the emergency is.
Have you ever heard of the book 1 Second After?
After I Fire the Gun?
No, the book is called 1 Second After. Have you heard about that book?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so decent. I never read fiction. And it's just as a personal thing, I don't have time for a lot of reading. And when I do read, I want to read nonfiction because I like to learn about history and things that actually happen. And I don't have time for stories that are made up. I've got my hands full just on what's actually happened. So it's just a little personal thing. I don't do it. I know others do it to disconnect. But a friend of mine, a listener, told me about 1 Second After. And it was a book by a fella that has spent some time in the military and talked about a attack on the United States, a unexpected electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. And it takes a city in North Carolina and walks you through a scenario when everything shuts off, the cars, the phones, everything. And quite honestly, there was a lot of lawlessness. So when you said what you said, Sarah, I immediately went back to that. And I'm not the kind of person that believes, you know, I don't lay awake at night thinking about what ifs, because if you do, you'd be crazy, right? If you do, you could worry yourself into the ground with all the possibilities. Exactly. Out there. On the other hand, as a dad, right, and a husband and a parent, I'd want to protect and defend my family if something happens. So it causes you to think, because there's a lot of enemies out there. I mean, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, because there were some inconveniences for some North Dakotans with the propane disruption, or the natural gas disruption, rather, and Xcel Energy customers asked to turn their heat down to 55. So we kind of said, what do you need? And in your case, cash and a loaded gun. I might not need that because the natural gas supply has been disrupted, but I might need it if the grid goes off, right? Or, there was an attack somewhere. Yeah, that's a good point, Sarah. Thanks for calling, and more importantly, thank you for listening, okay?
Love your radio show. Talk to you later.
Very kind of you. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah and Bismarck. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have 2 heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. You get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. The oil industry is the folks that are out there creating thousands of good jobs. How about 60,000? I think there's 2,000 available right now today, open and looking to be filled. These are careers in our great state. You know what? At the same time, they help to solve the challenges from all of the state's growth as well. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also want to thank our friends at High Plains Apache. Your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. They have a location in Frontier, just south of Fargo, on 29 on the 52nd exit. It's known in South Fargo as the Walmart exit, okay? But you go the opposite. They're right across the interstate from Walmart. Can't miss that big sign. Stop and see them today. Or in Mandan. Tyler and the crew in the Mandan are great. I'm going to stop in. I've been to Mandan. I've not been to the Frontier location, but I want to stop in and see the gang there. But if you stop there, tell them you heard about them. On What's on Your Mind. You help us when you help the advertisers that support us. But in talking to growers, I just continue to be amazed at the things they say about that. If you go to their website, you'll just hear some incredible things.
I mean, fuel consumption is probably the big thing because the fuel economy is all about maximizing the number of acres you spring out a gallon of fuel, obviously. And, you know, I look around the map and I see how efficient the fuel economy is in different regions of the country and different terrain. And, you know, if you collected fuel data from Apache sprayer owners and calculated how many gallons and hours they consume, you can see savings across the map. I mean, that's just one example. I mean, input costs are a big deal. And, I mean, the thing's got a five-year warranty. The thing's great. So they check out their sprayers. They got all the models. They'll be at the big ag show coming up in February. Looking forward to that. But otherwise, if you can't wait, go online right now at highplainsapache.com. And just look at some of the testimonials from dealers that own them, and you'll see the difference. Highplainsapache.com, your High Plains Apache sprayer dealers. See him today and tell him Scott sent you. All right, 9 before the top of the hour. Speaking of Scott, here's another one listening on 550 K-Fire in southwest rural North Dakota. Where are you calling from, Scott?
Oh, down south of Mandan, about 30 miles, I guess.
What's your official mailing address?
Just so you can put Solon would be, and Flasher's close, and Timmer, and so, but I'm out in the country.
We like to put pins on the map when we get calls from new towns. So Solon, I don't know that we had a call from Solon.
Yeah, put a pin for Timmer, North Dakota.
So what's Solon, like a suburb of Timmer or what?
Timmer isn't there anymore, but there's a few people remember that it used to be around.
So we got a special place for Timmer, so we're going to add the pin to Timmer. Is there pie in Timmer anymore? Where do you get good pie in Solon or Timmer? What's the best pie in your region there?
Well, unless one of the neighbor ladies makes it, that's about the best way to get pie.
You can't beat homemade pie.
That's the best kind. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. The challenge is finding the stuff that's as good as homemade pies in the cafe. And so we have a little pie chart here. We're just going to keep track, if you don't mind, Scott. So we'll put Timmer. Timmer's on the map, okay?
Well, if you can find it.
Well, that's Todd's job. He is in charge of the map and the pins.
Well, you know, K-Fire Radio has been around since 1925. We have some really old maps here.
It might be on there, Dan.
Okay, yeah.
Beautiful. He's the pie chart man. I know he has to do K-Fire Cafe. I know he has to run all the programming on K-Fire. I know he has to help with the FMs and keep me in line here on the program. But his most important job, at least as far as I'm concerned, is the pie chart. But anyway, I'm not his boss. I'm just his coworker here. Thank you, Scott, for that. You called about something different, though. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, it was on the news last night. I think it was KXMB about that natural gas shortage in Fargo, and that people were supposed to turn their heat down to 60 degrees. And I apologize. I haven't been listening all morning here. I've been in and out. But I don't know if anybody's mentioned this, but there was a gal that they talked to, and she said no way could she turn her heat down to 60 degrees. You know, she's got four kids in the house, and they'd freeze. Well, how many people have ever froze from 60-degree weather?
I'd say half of California every time you watch their news.
Had you ever heard of coats or sweaters or getting all the kids on the couch with a blanket and watching a movie and making some popcorn?
I'm thinking at 60 degrees in North Dakota, we don't need the blankets and sweaters and stuff.
But, you know, she wasn't going to turn her heat down because her kids would freeze, you know, if it was 60 degrees, and that just kind of, you know.
Well, you sound like you're a little frosted, no pun intended. But I tend to agree with you. And by the way, I was complaining. I started the show complaining because I am an XL Energy customer, and there are a lot of folks in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota that get natural gas from XL Energy. And you know, I was talking about going out to lunch after church yesterday, and we saw a little thing on the TV, and so we got home, and our son immediately, you'll like this, Scott. I didn't mean to let him. Never mind. He actually wanted to open the doors and let the cool air in so we could get it down to 60. That's how much he wanted to follow the rules, right? So he's the rule-bound one. He said, hey, it's supposed to be 60 in here. Let's make it 60. I was like, no, you don't have to turn it down. We're turning the thermostat down to 60 so it'll eventually get down to 60. You know what I mean? But anyway, I did complain a little, Scott. I will admit complaining some that it was a little cold. But you're exactly right. We did it. And you can do it, and there are space heaters, and there's other things. Be careful with those other sources of heat. You know, you definitely have to be careful there as well. But nonetheless, can we do it? Yes. And it started a whole little debate that I hope continues on our Facebook page today. And my thing was note to self here. Don't ever take heat for granted. Because even going down to 55, it started at 60, and then they asked you to bring it down to 55. You understand how important it is, but it can be done. So that debate's going on our Facebook page. And thanks for sharing that story. That's a hoot, Scott. We're out of time, folks. Got to go. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, Wednesday we'll be live at the Sweet Crude Travel Center. The Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwich is on me. And Todd, I promise I'll bring back some more pie. The pie is mounting up for you. Gotta go, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.